We all remember that fateful day, when the sky bled, darkness shrouded the land, and a moment of reckoning was upon us. A true moment of somberness for the Anipo community, for every fan of Ash Ketchum. The Kalos League Finals.
Ash was robbed, bro. This man, this man was the most hated person on the entire planet at the time. People weren't thinking about mass murderers, criminals, or even mass genocide, global murderer, totalitarian government, I don't know. They were thinking about how this imbecile saw our boys win. You know, I'm still not even over it. I'm gonna fuck. Sorry, I got a bit carried away there. Regardless, at the time, everyone universally believed Ash should have won the Kalos League, with many still believing he should have till this day. I'm personally against this sentiment, as I find his win in Alola to not only be more fitting, but in my opinion make more sense, as Ash had an emotional attachment to Alola he just never had with Kalos. That still doesn't mean this wasn't the worst tease in the series, though. Oh, far from it. I mean, the title of the episode was literally called Kalos League Victory. You can't get worse than that. Many have wondered where Ash's journey would have went if he were to become Kalos champ. Would he stay in Kalos? Would he ever go to Alola? Would he finally witness Bonnie getting Clement a girlfriend? Well, I'm here to answer that. Greetings, my comrades, and welcome back to Zonalith. Today, we'll be tackling what if Ash won the Kalos League. Let's go! Our story starts like canon, at the Kalos League Finals. The epic clash between Greninja and Charizard has just occurred, except this time, Greninja stands victorious. Ash stands proud, finally achieving his dream of winning a Pokemon League, now being one step closer towards being a Pokemon Master. Ash would receive his trophy during the award ceremony, and Team Flare would then attack. Now, Ash winning the Kalos League wouldn't actually change anything in regards to the rest of XY's canon. The Team Flare arc would still play out the exact same way, and everything else would probably happen the same way after. Yes, even Greninja's release. However, I don't think not only Greninja's farewell, but also Serena leaving Kalos would be postponed until after Ash challenges the Elite Four champion, as it wouldn't feel right for arguably the two most focal aspects of Ash's Kalos journey to be absent at its fulcrum. And so, Ash and the others would make their way towards the Kalos League. The one with the Elite Four in it, not the one from the actual show. I think it would be at this moment Ash would also bring back his old Pokemon. After all, he's going up against the best of the best, so he needs to be prepared. Using a variety of all of his different Pokemon, Ash challenges the Kalos Elite Four. The battles are tough, as these are the most powerful opponents Ash has ever faced. But together with his Pokemon, he's able to push through every challenge set in front of him, making his way to the peak of the Kalos Pokemon League. Ash finally makes it to Diantha's chambers, where Diantha recalls their previous battle. Now they finally get to finish what they started. The battle will be unlike anything Ash has ever had, with Clement, Serena, and Bonnie watching as Ash and his Kalos team put everything on the line to make sure he reaches the top of the Kalos battling world. Eventually, it comes down to just Ash's Greninja and Gardevoir. It's finally time. The rematch of the century is here. When everything is said and over, Greninja comes out on top. Ash has finally done it. He's become champion of a region. Ash's coronation is celebrated back in Lumio City, with all of Kalos looking on as a new champion is born. This includes Ash's core group, all of their main rivals, Professor Sycamore, Marin, and even Ash's mom and Professor Oak. Everyone has come to honor Ash's new role, both as champion and a savior of Kalos. For the first time since the Team Flare crisis, the entire region has truly come together. A new age for the region is upon them. However, things don't always last, and it comes time for Ash to say goodbye to Serena and Greninja, who embark on their own journeys. Meanwhile, Ash remains in Lumio City alongside Clement and Bonnie. Ash decides to help out Professor Sycamore alongside Alon, and goes on several missions to collect rare keystones and megastones. But eventually, things become too stale for Ash. He loves Kalos, he's its champion, but there's something Ash is longing for. Something more. And so, just like he does in Sun and Moon, Asper decides to leave Kalos and embark on a worldwide tour, exploring all this amazing Pokemon world has to offer. And so our hero, now Kalos champ, says farewell to his region and sets his sights on the world. So, what do you think? Is this how you believe things would have went if Ash won the Kalos League? Let me know in the comments below. Either way, that's a wrap on today's video. Remember to like, subscribe, turn on all notifications, and share these videos to get them out to as many people as possible. With that being said, my name is Onalith, and I'll catch you guys next time!